good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we are here this morning in the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 Lee Community Radio, WSBR. Good morning, everyone. How are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everyone. How was everybody's weekend? How was yours, Kev?
Don't call me and tell me how your week was.
Please.
Call Farmer.
Put it on his Facebook, please.
Anyway, my week was fine, Farmer. How was yours?
Busy, as always. Just starting to get cleaned up for the spring planting and getting ready around the house. Trying to do as best as I can with what little I have to work with. And that is time.
Time indeed. Bob spent the entire day in the yard.
Ah.
So, and I noticed there's plants in the driveway waiting to be planted.
Ah, so. You got a head start on us over there.
That's all he does.
Well,
it's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
So, hope everyone enjoys our show today. We've got the Irish Tenors and Andy Irvin lined up. Tannehill Weavers from their penultimate album, Cullen Bay. And Dervish from the Great Irish Soundbook with one of my favorites. And Porrick Stevens, how about you, Farmer?
I'm going to do some Saw Doctors today, some Van Morrison, and I got another one that I'm looking for. I don't think I put it in this bag, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, very good. We're starting off today's show with the very best of the Irish Tenors.
And Friendly hearts are waiting to greet me. Welcoming arms are there to hold me. Joy of my heart, Eden Moonlight. Whether I wander east or west, waking or dreaming, you are near me. Joy.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill. And you just heard from the Tannehill Weavers from their album Cullen Bay with Joy of My Heart. And before that, you heard traditional new music. Mild contradiction in terms there from Andy Irvin. I'm not sure where I found it, but it certainly was new. And the musician, it was produced by Andy Irvin, and the musician was Alan McLean. And we started off today with a very, very familiar song from the Irish Tenors, one of their live performances with Will Ye Go, Lassie Go. So there you are.
Yeah, that third song in that set was very good. I enjoyed that.
The Tannehill Weavers, popular group in Ireland. And you got something lined up, Farmer.
Yes, we're going to start this set out with the Lancum. Looking on
Sergeant William Bailey, what a wretched sight to see. Was strong and straight, now almost bent in dread. Tiralloo-ralloo-ralloo-ralloo. Some rebel youth with placards have called his army blackguards and told the Irish youth just what to do. He has lost his occupation, let's sing in jubilation. Sergeant William Bailey,
I dreamt last night. Seven men in matching suits, cover vultures, lads aloft. Six and six, Jacob's biscuit box. Oliver was showman's, but sure that was the only place to go. Quackaways in the Ohio and the bandits. Johnny Flynn, Oliver Maloney's bandits, well, I came in. Oliver was showman's. Your next dance, please stay on the floor with me. My friends are watching, I want them all to see. Dance all life, I wish that I was older. Oliver was showman's. We were the problems, a walking band, playing in the Phoenix, going grand. Kids were dancing, walking out to the click or click. Oliver was showbiz. We play the leaf to the mighty Evans. Down at Katoma, like taking the lift. £15, we clashed the van. Belonged to Sonny Collins, a friend of my dad. Oliver was showbiz.
Entertainer there with Porrick Stevens, his album Home Recordings, Show Bands featuring the phenomena in Ireland after, well, mainly in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and somewhat in the 80s, the show bands, very large show bands, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 members with horns and trumpets and great dancing going on, and all the show band halls throughout the country's phenomena that, according to Bono, kept rock and roll out of the spotlight in Ireland for years. But that was Bono's beef. It isn't ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw him in Springfield a few years
ago. Yes, we did. West Springfield.
Yep. Yeah. And at the Irish Cultural Center. put on a heck of a show for us.
And he did. We ate.
Yeah, we ate.
We did everything.
Had a couple of beers. And
we did a good time.
Listen to the show.
So, on May 18th, the Brefty School of Irish Dance will be holding their dance celebration / graduation / performance at the St. Mark's School off of West Street there in Pittsfield. The event will start at 5 p.m. And again, the I forget what it costs. I think it's $10.
Oh.
I paid, but I can't find my tickets. I'll have to tell her that tonight when I see her. But nonetheless, so if you're interested in that, a dance celebration for the Brefny School Irish School of Irish Dance taking place at St. Mark's School at 5 p.m. on May 18th, which is Sunday, give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512 for the Brefny School of Irish Dance, May 18th at St. Mark's, 5 p.m. on Sunday. You're starting us off, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this set with the Saw Doctors.
Number.
Green and red mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clovay, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray. Majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore. Stay forevermore.
memory that used to be. It's just me, echoing the music of a distant.
Thank you.
Was just as we pointed out, the unique song and voice from Fats Lancome with the tune Master Crowley's. Doesn't say what Master Crowley's refers to, but it's his nonetheless. And second up on that set in between was Celtic Voices. I had it somewhere here. No, I can't find it.
Right here, I believe. Oh, maybe not.
Maybe not. I already put it away. But it was Vincent Campbell's Mazurkas, which we enjoyed very much. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with The Green and Red of Mayo.
A very familiar tune that
and
we all love.
The Saw Doctors, actually.
Yes.
And that came off their album, To Win Just Once, The Best Of.
Okay.
So that it's one of their oldest ones, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was looking them up the other day, and oh, wait a minute. I have it backwards. This is their best of all the albums that they created from before. So that's about five albums.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Okay. Well, let's do the Today in Irish History, shall we?
Ah, perfect timing.
On May 18th, a state banquet in 2011, a state banquet was held in Dublin Castle for Elizabeth II on her first visit to the Irish state. The last time a British monarch had been in Dublin was in 1911, when Elizabeth's grandfather, George V, toured the city with Queen Mary. After the dinner, Elizabeth rose from her seat to address those assembled with a speech written by her and her deputy private secretary. The first words she spoke would receive more press coverage than the entirety of the rest of her eight-minute oration. Quote, Aruchtarán agus a Chéad, in Gaelic for President and Friends. President Mary McAleese was very visibly impressed by the Queen's efforts to use the official language of the state, leading to a round of applause. McAleese, a native Ardoyne in North Belfast, was only too aware of how contentious the Irish language could be. Rhonda Paisley, for example, the daughter of Ian Paisley, had once said, quote, "It drips with bloodthirsty saliva," unquote. Don't hold back, Mary. Don't hold back, Rhonda. Now Peter Robinson, who's the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party and the First Minister of Northern Ireland, was hearing the British head of state using that language in Ireland. The Queen continued, acknowledging the often fraught relationship between Britain and Ireland, quote, "It is a sad and regrettable reality that through history our islands have experienced more than their fair share of heartache, turbulence, and loss. With the benefit of historical hindsight, we could all see things which we wish had been done differently or not at all." She also praised the Belfast Agreement, another issue that divided unionists, quote, "It is almost exactly 13 years since the overwhelming majority of people in Ireland and Northern Ireland voted in favor of the agreement signed on Good Friday 1998, paving the way for Northern Ireland to become the exciting and inspirational place that it is today." Unquote. That from the Queen. We'll see what happens in the next 11 years. So we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
We are going to hear Van Morrison.
And what number were we going to hear?
Number 5.
Again? You are a 5 freak today.
5 freak today. All 3 songs were 5s.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old, and magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl. Well,
upon this blue-eyed maiden door.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 in Lee, WSBR.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. And again, like Kevin said, please stay tuned into our show again next week and listen to all the locally produced programming here at the station. So, till next week, be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grandma, I'll get you here, Shuhugan.